Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Klal Samach Ches, Simon Chav Gimel. We're talking about the Lachos of Bal Tosef. The Chayyadim continues, and he says if a person wears two pairs of tefillin, one of them is Rashi, one of them is Rabbeinu Tam, because of the Sofik, it's not considered a problem of Bal Tosef. V'im yaniach bei zugos tefillin shal Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, Basachas, if he wears two Rashi tefillin, or two Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, but Baal Sachas at the same time. The person puts on two pairs of Rashi tefillin or two pairs of Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. So they're both kosher. If that's the tefillin you're wearing, so you're saying that that's kosher. So you're wearing two kosher pairs of tefillin. The person would hold on to two lulavim at the same time. A razor over, a person transgresses the Isser of Baal Tosef. A filu enemies come on the Hosef. Even though he's not thinking intently that my purpose over here is to be moistened onto the mitzvah. But simply by the virtue of the fact that he's doing the mitzvah doubly at the same time, that causes him to transgress the Avera of Baal Tosef. And where does this come from? The Kaimalon. Because the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, Laver bezmanu ein tzorich kavona. Abashla bezmanu ein tzorich kavona dafka laver. So if the person goes on the day after Sukkot and says that I want to do the mitzvah of Sukkah the day after Pesach, I want to do the mitzvah of Pesach. The day after Shavuos, I say I want to do another day of Yom Tov. Person is adding on, the mitzvah is already done. So if a person has intent to add to the mitzvah, he says, I believe the mitzvah is in one more day long. Well, I want to add to the mitzvah. You want to? So that's already a problem. A person doesn't stop. He's not over the Avera of Baal Tosef. He's not thinking. It's not clearly connected. But here, this area where it's actually the actual time of the mitzvah. This is the time frame of the mitzvah supposed to be done. And he's doing the mitzvah in an extra way. So that's called a hosofa onto the mitzvah. It's called being moisev onto the mitzvah. So a person puts on a second pair of tefillin simultaneously with the first pair. He's over Baal Tosef, even though his intent isn't to say, I want to change the mitzvah, add to the mitzvah. He's simply doing another part to the mitzvah. That's enough for the person to have a chiyuv, to have the avera of Baal Tosef. So that's one form of Baal Tosef. He's doing the exact same thing twice, simultaneously. We'll talk about a scenario where he does it one after the other. So a person takes two lulavim, a person takes puts on two pairs of tefillin, he's going to have his avera. Now this is a Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin talks about a situation where a person found tefillin on Shabbos outside of the Erev, and it's a place where it's in the Bizoyan, or it's a place where it can potentially get damaged. So Chazal said a person could put on the tefillin and bring the tefillin back into the city. Because when a person's wearing tefillin, it's like wearing a baguette. So the same way you're not considered carrying, it's not chutzah. When a person wears their jacket, or wears their hat, or wears their tie, so a person wears tefillin, it's not considered chutzah, it's not considered carrying. So it's bottled to the body through the process of the concept of a baguette. So that's fine in regards to the Shabbos issue. Next step is there a Baal Tosef issue? So one opinion holds that Mikra then Shabbos was Zman Tefillin, and Chazal Pater's from that Chiyuv, so it's not Baal Tosef, it's Zman Tefillin. If it's Shabbos is not Zman Tefillin, we do not wear Shabbos Tefillin on Shabbos Mikra then. So I'm adding on to the mitzvah, I'm wearing Tefillin on Shabbos. Mor says you should wear it, not the shame beged b'alma. You should just wear it as a beged. You don't have to wear it. You shouldn't wear it the shame mitzvah. The Gemara says, what about if you find two pairs of tefillin? So if a person wear two pairs of tefillin, carry them both back. If it's a small tefillin, a person can physically place two pairs of tefillin upon himself. And that's in regards to the physical ability to do such a thing, the possibility of doing such a thing. Is it a problem of Baal Tosef? If it's not Zman Shabbos, if your old Shabbos is not Zman tefillin, so it's not the Zman tefillin. So one pair, two pairs doesn't make a difference. The old Shabbos is Zman Tefillin, Mikra, then Shabbos is the time for Tefillin. Here he's doing, in the Zman Tefillin, he's doing a double act. More so that would be a problem about Baal Tosef. Since it's Zman Tefillin, Shabbos, if Shabbos is intrinsically a day where tefillin is appropriate, putting a second pair would be inappropriate. It would be also to do because of baltes. We see that even though it's two separate actions, it is considered a form of baltes. It's not changing the mitzvah in the sense of the mitzvah I'm doing, I'm adding to it or subtracting from it or changing it. What I'm doing is I'm doing a second simultaneous action. And even so, that would be a problem of baltes. There are gemaras which are mashma, not like that. We need to clarify that point. Mr. Shem, we will do that in the upcoming shurim. Meanwhile, have a good day.